Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, with confidence, with control, and with awareness. And for all of that today, I have a very special guest coming down the elevator, slowly heading towards us. Our guest today wears a lot of hats, but it's all under one umbrella of one hat called The Lawyer. He's the host of a talk show called Ask the Lawyer, because in fact, he is the lawyer. Michael Connors graduated from Brooklyn Law School, and he's currently practicing law in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, in a firm called Connors and Sullivan. So if you want to contact Michael Connors, you can call him in their office, and we're going to give you their number in a little bit. You can listen to his show called Ask the Lawyer, where he talks about a lot of things, among other things, elder law, estate planning, and all the important things that you need to know. The central focus of Michael Connors' firm is estate planning, its probate, administration matters, elder law, and estate litigation. And they also have a considerable experience with real estate closing, with tax laws, with asset protection, and so many things that we're going to have Michael Connors explain to you how they do all those things. So in answer to a lot of questions that you may have, like how can I protect my assets from the government, which, believe me, the government will be very happy to take your assets. That's one really important question that he will address. How can I save myself from expensive nursing home bills? If you have anybody in your family that is over 70 years old, that's something that you need to address. The sooner the better. And how can I spare my loved ones from the difficulties of probate? And probate is really a difficult place to be. So basically, Michael Connors talks about how you can make life easier for you and for your elders and for your family. He also offers complimentary consultation to talk about all kinds of legal needs. So to contact them, I told you I was going to give you the office number, and so if you're in Brooklyn, you can call 718-238-6500, or if you like a Manhattan number, it's 212-737-2700. You can also email them, and I will let them give you the email address really, really soon. So if you hold on and you keep on listening, you will get a lot more information. And so we are really, really excited today to have Michael Connors join us, and I welcome you, and I thank you so much for joining us today. Are you with us?
Well, Michael is still on his way down.
He's still with the client.
Well, right now he's still with the client, but I'm his one of his spokespeople, and we're just keeping an eye on him right now. The thing is, he really does spend a lot of time with his clients, and sometimes they really do need him for a little extra time. So that's what's going on right now.
And that's exactly what happens every time you have a live show. Things happen: technical issues, snow, rain, clients, elevators, and anything can happen to stop someone from getting somewhere where they want to be. So we really appreciate the fact that we have you here filling in for him, because I'm sure you know a lot of things about our guest that we're excited about today that you can probably answer.
I can tell you this right now, Tippy. I've been producing radio for a long time as well, and I'm used to so many things like this. I remember I was doing a live show with a former lieutenant governor one day, and she got caught in a traffic jam. So I had to pull out one of my old stand-up routines for about 20 minutes before she got there.
Exactly. So why don't you introduce yourself? What is your name?
I'm Chris Cordani. I'm Michael Connors' radio producer. I'm not one of his lawyers. Right. I'm filling in right now. But from what I've seen, Michael is one of the premier, obviously, one of the premier elder law attorneys here, and I'm finding out through working with him that really the government does try to put their hands in people's pockets rather quickly and rather easily when it comes time, and people really need to protect their assets, and that's what you're talking about today.
Exactly. I'm talking about probate because I've seen so many excruciating experiences with people that really don't understand and they don't know that if they're not prepared, probate is inevitable. And once you get into probate, at least 50% of your assets are gone just by going into probate, at least 50% of it, if not more, because then the judge also needs to get paid and the court needs to get paid. And, of course, like you said, the government will not stop, even if it means taking your last penny. So that's definitely one of the things we're going to talk about. And basically, elder law is really tied into probate because elder law is so complicated and people lose so much money just because they don't know, not because they need to lose it and not because they have to. They just don't know how to prepare themselves. And so I'm really dedicated to doing that because obviously my family and so many people around me that I know that thought exactly that. I don't have a big estate. I have nothing to protect. I have nothing to worry about. Well, sometimes you have a $10,000 bank account, and that itself is wiped out just because you're not prepared.
And that's so true. And nursing home costs can do the same thing to you as well. In fact, some people may have debts they have to recover, and they don't know how to distribute their wills properly. So you really need to plan, and Michael says this a lot. People don't plan to fail, but they do fail to plan.
And when you fail to plan, you are actually really failing. There's no question about it. So
exactly.
that's why this is really important, and that's why he does a lot of other things and a lot of media stuff, because he does have a show called Ask the Lawyer. You can actually call in and ask all those questions, right?
Yes, in fact, people have called him for years to ask him pretty much anything on probate, estate planning, taxes, nursing home expenses, that sort of thing. And he has very interesting guests as well to talk about that subject and well, and pretty much very other interesting conversations.
Yeah, and so that is why we were so excited today to have him, but it looks like he's either on the elevator.
He's on the way. I guarantee it. He's on the way. But but I will tell you this. You can hear him on AM 970 The Answer and AM 570 The Mission. Also, his website, askmikethelawyer.com and askthelawyer.nyc. People can email him and ask him questions live on the air. And that's what we're doing today. You're asking him a lot of questions as well.
Yes, I am. Absolutely. And I'm really grateful for the fact that you can stand in for him because somebody always needs to stand in for somebody.
I might have a cute voice, but with me right now is Michael Connors.
Awesome. That sounds really good. Thank you so much for filling in. We appreciate that.
Okay, how are you doing today?
And so we're doing wonderful. We hope you're doing great. I understand that you made it, and we're very excited. So thank you so much for joining us today, Michael O'Connor.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
And we have talked about a lot of the important issues that you really cover in your practice and in your radio shows that you offer that a lot of people don't know how important it is. For example, elder law. And one of the things that I always get from people when I talk to them about it, because obviously, personally, we went through it, is, you know, we don't have a lot of assets. My mom really barely has anything. What do I need to worry about it? Do they really not need to? Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Of course, we always need to worry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the things, if they're family members you can trust, you want to think about a power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, you'll be able to sign mom or dad's name in case they have a stroke or otherwise become disabled.
Right. So it's not just for people that have millions and thousands of dollars sitting around. It's for people, if my mother happens to have a bank account for $10,000, is the power of attorney enough to keep that money from going into probate if something happens to her before she can do anything with it? Or do we have to
no,
take
the way
it
we
w-
the way we would avoid probate in a $10,000 account is to have somebody else's name on the account. The power of attorney would allow you to pay bills out of that account if it came up. And more importantly, let's say if somebody had $10,000, they wanted to apply for home care Medicaid benefits, then we might use the power of attorney to help apply for those benefits.
Right. So you see, that little detail of just adding your name to that account can make a huge difference. And so that's what we were discussing with your wonderful co-helper, Chris. But before we go further into the details of what you do, I know you wear a lot of hats under the lawyer thing, because you don't just do one thing, you do a lot of different things. So I really wanted to know a little bit about yourself. Have you been practicing law for a long time? Is it your passion? You know, things like that. So can you tell us a little bit about what started you as an attorney, and what made you want to do this kind of law?
Well, I started as an attorney. I was in the military police in the Army in the 1970s. And I was thinking about staying, extending in the service. And I spoke to a JAG lawyer about going to law school. And he says, listen, with your GI Bill, they'll cover everything. Why don't you apply for law school, get in, the GI Bill will pay the bill. And that's what I did. And I went, graduated from law school, passed the bar, worked for somebody else for a couple of years, and started my own practice.
And the GI Bill took care of it. So you were very lucky, because a lot of people, when they graduate law school, they spend years paying the bills. I think it's like $300,000 or even more these days, paying it back, right?
Yeah, well, back then we didn't have those type of costs. But the GI Bill did pay for everything. It paid for all the tuition, all the books, and about $500 a year over that.
Yeah, so you got very lucky. But even with the GI Bill and even with all that, you still have to have to work really, really hard to graduate and then to get licensed and to do all that. Was there a motivation behind it that made you really want to move forward?
Yeah, I think the motivation just wanted to be a professional and try to accomplish something in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's something that the kids today need to learn to do, is be professional, accomplish something with your life, and that it's worth it, and that is something that is worth working for. And so then after you graduated, you decided to go into estate planning. Was that something that just kind of fell into place, or was it like a turning point for you?
Well, to some extent, it was just coming into place. We, you know, our main office where we started was in Bay Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, Bay Ridge had one of the oldest populations in the country. In fact, 11209 was one of the oldest zip codes by population in the country.
Mm-hmm. And you're still in Bay Ridge till today, right?
Main office is in Bay Ridge on 74th Street and 5th Avenue.
Oh, and you have another office in Manhattan? Is that the Manhattan phone number?
Yeah, we have an office in Manhattan. We have two offices in Queens and one in Staten Island.
Yeah, I actually saw a lot of what you have. It's really, really impressive. You have built a really nice and impressive empire that actually really helps people, which is really nice. It's not just the work that you do, and it's not just being professional. It's helping people out in places where they don't even know they need help. You kind of have to educate them first that they need the help, and then you need to help them out before it's too late. Because I guess you can't do estate planning when after the fact.
Well, you can't do estate planning once you pass away. You know, that's one of the old, you know, jokes. When is the right time for you to do your will before you pass away?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's I guess, part of your job, is to educate people early enough so that they really do have the time to plan properly so that they could be protected.
Yeah, it's always easier to plan today than a year from today if you're a senior citizen. You know, sometimes they're hard decisions to make.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, like that saying says, the right time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, but something to the effect, you might as well do it today. Something like that. I don't remember the exact words, but yeah, you're right. Is there ever a time where it's too early in your life to start planning it?
I would say no. To some extent, everybody should have a will. I mean, younger couples, you want to have a will, so if they have a child, you have a guardian appointed for the child.
Right. Right. And as you get older, obviously, you want to protect what you already have. That makes a lot of sense.
Right. And you know, so, there are a couple of things. You know, the average cost of a nursing home right now in the New York City area is about $14,000 a month.
Wow.
So middle-class people, if they don't plan in advance, can easily be bankrupted. And that's part of our job, plan in advance.
Wow. $14,000 a month. How can people plan for that? You mean they can actually do something to have that payment taken care of or arranged beforehand?
Right. If you apply for Medicaid, medical assistance to pay for a nursing home bill,
mm-hmm.
you have to document all your transactions for 5 years prior to your application. So if you
right.
want to get the five-year clock started, we put assets in a trust and get the five-year clock started. And if somebody's going into a nursing home tomorrow, near future, then we look at the different exemptions or whatever, transfers to spouses are exempt, transfers to a disabled child are exempt, transfer of a homestead to a son or daughter lives in the same property for two or more years is exempt, transfer of a property to a brother or sister lives in the same property one or more years is exempt. So we can protect those assets, even if somebody's going to a nursing home tomorrow. But if the person's
right.
incompetent, we better have a power of attorney.
Right, right. So it sounds like you almost know all these by heart, so you've been doing it in your sleep practically. But is there new laws and new different things that you need to keep up on top of every year?
There's always something changing, like the New York State estate tax rates change every year, usually around April 1st. There's always some kind of changes in Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are constantly changing. You have to keep on top of it.
And so if somebody wants to talk with you, I understand you do free consultation. How would they get in touch with you other than the phone numbers, which we gave out? And let me give them out again. If somebody wants to call you, they can either call 718-238-6500 or they can call you at 212-737-2700. And that's your firm of Connors and Sullivan, right?
Right. I mean, that's
okay,
the best way. Call for an appointment. We'll give you one.
Right. And if you're willing to give a consultation, then you would be stupid not to take advantage of that, absolutely. So that's one way with the things that come up. Is there anything that people should know to look out for if they're faced in a situation? Because really, if you're faced in a situation where now you have an elderly person that is really beginning to get dementia or maybe already got dementia, and they have a house and they're sitting on that and they might have a couple of maybe bank accounts, what do you do at that point?
Well, hopefully it's before the dementia gets too far and the person can make their own decisions. But ordinarily,
mm-hmm.
we put a house in a trust. It's the
mm-hmm.
parents' house as long as they're alive. After it's gone, after they're gone, it goes to the children, assuming it goes to the children.
Mm-hmm. So basically, if you see that something like that is about to happen, actually, I would suggest really for people not to wait until it's too late and until the person has dementia to do it as soon as possible. Again, you know, it's never too early, like you said. And so that sounds good. So that's basically what you do in your radio show. You answer a lot of questions. You do consultations so that you can kind of guide people and let them know where they have to go and stuff like that. It kind of like seems like you're all over the place. How do you find the time to do everything? You do two talk shows, you're in your office, you do consultations. There's only 24 hours a day. When do you do all this stuff?
Well, Monday through Saturday.
Oh, you work Saturday too?
Yeah. Well, we do the radio show on Saturdays.
Okay, yeah. And do you have any seminars or anything coming up for people that might be interested in coming and listening to you?
Yeah, we're going to have some seminars coming up the end of March, beginning of April. We usually don't do seminars during the winter months, you know, because if you get a snow day or something like that, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, like today.
Yep.
And so if somebody wants to find out what's going to happen, I guess they can go to askmikethelawyer.com, and you will post all the events on there, right?
Right. Or the Connors and Sullivan website, that'll have our upcoming seminars. We're just scheduling now our seminars for the end of March, beginning of April.
What's the name of the Connors and Sullivan website exactly?
ConnorsandSullivan.com.
ConnorsandSullivan.com. There you go. So you can either go to ConnorsandSullivan.com or AskMikeTheLawyer.com to get more information and to answer a lot of different questions that obviously we're not going to cover now in a half an hour talk. But any advice that you would like to give my listeners who are basically range from age 30 to age 70 and are professionals, and most of them are working for themselves? Is there anything that they need to be aware of as opposed to somebody that's working as an employee?
I don't think it makes much difference. Now, if you own a business, it's more important to be prepared. Because let's say you have a husband and wife. Husband owns a business. Wife owns a business. Something happens to one of them. They don't have a will. Then the children get involved in the management of the business. You know, let's say we have a husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Husband owns a business, doesn't have a will. Half his business goes to his wife, half his business goes to his children.
Wow.
And what if those children are not under the age of 18, we got a problem. We got to go through court.
Right, because now you can have a 7-year-old be your partner.
Right, which they can't sign their own name legally, so we need to go to court, get a guardian appointed for him, and get approval to do anything through the courts.
So this is actually really huge. If you have a business with you and your husband, you really need to be protected because nobody really knows what's going to happen. My sister just got married, and her husband was 39 years old, woke up one day, went to the hospital, and within half an hour he was gone with a 3-month-old baby. These are things that you don't know. You don't know when it's going to happen. So I think it's really way more important than people realize to protect yourself, especially if you own your own business. What about if you don't necessarily own a business? I'm not sure if it's a business, but if somebody is like an author, they write books, they make their living that way, just by writing and selling, that's considered having your own business, right? You have to kind of file in a way.
Because what happens after you're gone, assuming you want to leave the royalties, if there are any, to someone, you could use a will, because a will, you could say, I leave my, you know, my royalties to whatever person you want to do.
Wow. You are definitely a wealth of information. It can definitely save people a lot of headache and also a lot of money and a lot of time. And I'm just really, really grateful that you came here to tell us about it, because I think a lot of people don't even think about those things at all. And once you're made aware of it, then, of course, you take a look at it. And, like, when you say you do estate planning, what exactly is estate planning? Because a lot of times when I talk to people that do estate planning, basically they try to sell me an insurance plan.
Well, sure. The idea behind estate planning is to pass assets ordinarily from one generation to the next, paying the least amount in taxes you need to pay legally, avoiding going through court, avoiding probate. Now, the benefits of life insurance, if somebody has an estate where it's subject to estate tax, which right now federally is $5,450,000, people buy life insurance to help pay for the taxes. And also, of course, life insurance is there to help take care of the grandchildren or the children or whatever.
So life insurance
is
important.
Our job is, I was just about to say, life insurance is not our part of the plan, but it is part of estate planning, because it provides for cash and protection of your family if something happens to you. Our job is to get the assets you own out tax-free to your heirs. And avoid going to court, avoiding probate.
Right. So you recommend for people to get some kind of life insurance or whatever, term insurance or whatever it is that you can get, but that's not where it stops. That's what you're saying.
Right. I recommend. Yeah, I'm a strong believer in insurance. I pay a lot of insurance premiums. It's good to have insurance, but at the same time, our job is to try to get the other assets out tax-free, so we don't need the insurance to pay for taxes and keep it to support the family.
Right. So, yeah, that sounds good. So you do estate planning, you do elder law, you do so many things. I kind of get exhausted just to looking at it. You take care of, kind of let people know how to be able to go into nursing homes without paying the astronomical fees. You also do something else that I thought you do real estate. And in New York, you have to have an attorney do real estate, don't you? You can't just go into escrow and close without a lawyer.
No, I mean, New York State makes it a little bit difficult. Some of the forms, even to do a simple closing, which you might think is a simple closing, is more complicated than you'd like. And, I mean, we have, you know, different people who specialize in that area. But it's not easy to do a closing in New York. It's not like Florida, Pennsylvania, New Jersey sometimes. You don't even need a lawyer, barely need a lawyer.
Yeah, New York is not very user-friendly for people who want to buy real estate, that's for sure. Especially coming from a state, I come from a state that we can just open escrow, do a real estate, and you do have to sign a million documents, but you don't really need a legal services for that. But there's no way to avoid that. It's New York. It's the law, right?
It's not the law that you need an attorney to close on you. But I think in New York, it'd be a very poor decision to try to purchase a property, sell a property without a lawyer.
Yeah, it's complicated.
I mean, in theory, you can do a will without seeing a lawyer, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so you also close real estate deals. You don't necessarily have a real estate business. It's just that if your clients happen to have property that they need to sell, then you're able to take care of that. Is that how it is? Do you work with a real estate firm, or how does it work in New York?
Well, we'll do the legal aspects of a real estate closing. And what we do that a lot of other people don't do, we go through the tax work when you sell to make sure you're paying the least amount in taxes you need to pay legally.
Okay, so that's really important because taxes can really make a dent in the profits that you make. So what is it that makes your firm different than the other firms that do similar work?
Well, I think we have what you might call a holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of firms that can save you on estate taxes. There are a lot of firms that can avoid probate. There are a lot of firms that can help save assets from a nursing home. But we try to put the whole plan together. We want to save your assets from a nursing home. We want to pay the least amount in taxes we need to pay legally. We want to avoid going through probate. We want to put a comprehensive plan together.
So basically, once they work with you, they don't need to worry about things that were left out or other places that they need to go to. You basically look at the whole picture, and then you go
as far as estate planning and elder law, yes.
Right, and you go step by step, and you guide people from the beginning all the way to the end?
Well, in a lot of cases, that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like you do a lot of work and good work, and we're going to keep on checking up on you and see what else we can actually talk to you about that could be helpful, because it is a very complex law within the state of New York, and if you're not prepared, like you said, it can definitely... Is it true that the probate, once you go into probate, a really big amount of whatever it is that you have is going to be gone just because you went into probate?
It's always going to cost more than it would if you didn't go through probate, but it depends on the circumstances. But if you have somebody, they don't have a family, they don't have a will, believe me, a lot of money is going to be thrown out the window.
And if you do have a family and you're going to probate, will the probate make it substantially less money that's left for the family besides the cost of probate itself?
Besides the cost of probate, it depends. If you're survived by a spouse, we shouldn't be paying too much in taxes. Of course, I'm assuming the spouse is a U.S. citizen.
Right.
Which, if they're not, we need to do some other planning.
Yeah.
Avoiding probate doesn't save on taxes. It saves on legal fees and just bureaucracy.
Oh, yeah, time. It takes a lot longer to go through probate than if you don't go into probate, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what
Absolutely.
Else to say. It's not a long answer.
Yeah. Well, it's simple. Yes, it takes a long time to come out at the end, and it's an unnecessary thing if you can avoid it by just doing a little bit of planning in advance. So that's really good. So for further questions, if you have any questions, again, you can contact Mike Connors in his office at 212-737-2700. You can also email, what is your email address? Is there an email where they can contact you?
Yeah, info@connorsandsullivan.com.
Great. So that's info@connorsandsullivan.com. And you can contact the firm if you have any other questions. And you can also email me right directly on this website if you're listening to this through the podcast. You can also post a comment right here at the bottom if you have any questions, and we will forward it to Michael Connors. And we are really grateful for you to joining us. Thank you so much for coming here and talking to us about it. We have time does fly, and we have come to the end of our time together here on Sippy Talk. So once again, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tippy. Thank you for inviting us on.
It has been wonderful chatting with you today, and it's such an important topic, and it's important for everybody to learn a lot more information. So if you do want to hear more, Michael Connors is on a talk show on a few different places called Ask the Lawyer, and you can listen to him if you like. We will have a link right here below us so that you can link into it on AM 970 The Answer and on WMCA 570 AM as well. You've been listening to Tippy Talk. We bid you a magical journey, and let your talent be your potion. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and once again, I'd like to really thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day. Hello?
Tippy, can you hear me?